Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Matt Castillo, who is the owner, operator, and more importantly, the sensei of Tiger Schulman in Huntington. And one other thing that gives me bragging rights is not only is Matt my son-in-law, and this program is both on the radio and on TV, but Matt is also the father of my youngest grandson, and here's Tristan. Okay, look at that little guy. He's an athlete already, but I had to put it up there for everybody to see, which is also a plug to watch us on TV next week. Okay, I'm not stupid. What we're going to go into now, Matt, is self-defense. This is a senior program, and we're going to get into food. We're going to get into lots of different things, but Otto brought it up just at the break, and the importance of, I suppose, basic moves for seniors to be aware, because unfortunately, they are victims all the time.
Yeah. So, Otto, do you have any questions initially for me, or would you like me to just start?
I guess the first thing is, we again talk mind, physical. From the mind perspective, what kind of suggestions do you have for people who are older? How should they think like self-defense?
I think self-defense for me personally, and this is something that I will always instill in my son as he gets older, is self-defense is a mindset, and you have to train that confidence. I believe that seniors become victims the same reason why a smaller, frail person is a victim, and it's fear. As you get older and you're not moving around as much, you can't move as much, you don't feel like you're as strong, you carry that. And, you know, truth be told, the people that are predators prey on that. They prey on that fear. They don't look at the biggest, strongest person to attack. They look at the easiest target. And it's young kids and it's seniors. But when you come in and you start to do a little something and realize that I have a can do, I can do this, you walk with a certain sense of confidence that eliminates that fear that you carry, and it takes away the target off of you.
Yeah, I read in your article, you know, how you carry yourself. If you're able to, don't shuffle, walk like you can really walk, and don't look like an easy target. The other one is you have to be aware of what's going on around you. You know, if you see something that looks like a problem, yeah, I have to think about that and maybe go another way or do whatever.
I agree. Up until one point, it's when your body language is just as pronounced as the spoken word. So when you're nervous, generally you look down, you shuffle. It's like that look of shame when your parents yell at you, "I'm disappointed," you look down. So if you're afraid, you just look away from it and you just shy away from the situation, like I'm turning away from the camera now. But if I looked head on, like I had no fear of the situation whatsoever, I could be aware of that person that's a little suspect across the or on my side of the street on the other side, and I could cross early. If I'm seemingly afraid of everything, I'm trying to avoid everything, and all of a sudden, conflict is right in my face.
Well, I grew up in Queens back when, right by Brooklyn. And I remember I lived there till I was about 32 years old. And I remember when I used to come home in the dark, I would, back when people had newspapers, I would actually take the newspaper and roll the newspaper up and have it in my hand, because there were incidents that happened, and that newspaper became like a weapon, you know, because it's hard. It's harder than my fist, I can assure you. And that was, you know, just a mental thing that I had back then. And I wasn't that old. I was maybe 30, but I just thought it was a good idea. You know, and so I'm saying, I guess, is maybe you got to think a little bit about some kind of tool you might have with you, if you will.
You know, just following up on what Matt said, and now even though what just Otto said, it does go to how you carry yourself. You needed that newspaper, which was your little extra boost of courage. You know, when you watch some of these shows where there's always a bully, the bully doesn't walk up to someone like Matt, who's walking down the street proud and standing up straight. The bully goes after the young kid who's hunched over and probably has glasses, maybe has a nerdy kind of outfit because he's not one of the cooler kids. And then he gets tripped and he gets his books thrown on the floor. And it really is, it's how you present yourself. And that goes into speaking, it goes into anything you do in life. When you walk into a room, there are certain people, when they walk into a room, you know they're here, even though they didn't say anything. People turn their head. And then there's people who will walk into a room, will be there for the 3 hours, and then I will even turn around and say, so-and-so wasn't here. And they say, oh yeah, he was or she was. I didn't even see them. I didn't even notice them. It's how you present yourself and how you choose to go through life. And it is a choice. And it's a tough one because, and I don't know what your opinion on this, Matt, is, but if you get bullied once, it doesn't mean you're going to wake up. You know, you could very well be a victim for quite some time until you would go into a class like Matt runs, or somebody else comes along and mentors you and befriends you. But otherwise, you know, it's your surroundings that made you that way, unfortunately, and you're going to stick that way. Your thoughts?
It's something that I discuss with my younger students, because bullying is a lot more prevalent in schools than it is in adult life. But don't ever for a second believe that it stops once you're out of school. People are workplace bullied all the time. I mean, people get into relationships and are bullied in their relationships. And that's because of a learned behavior. If you are a victim once and you allow it to happen, you might become a victim twice. So the bullies that are there in first grade are there in second grade, third grade, and they know exactly who to target. You know, I always say, I'm like, bullies have a website and they talk to each other. And if you don't stand up for yourself, every bully is coming for you. So, and it might be difficult, but it's, again, we were just talking about the presentation of your person. And, you know, I teach martial arts, but I teach self-value. And when you value yourself, you carry yourself a certain way. You create certain boundaries, whether it's physical or verbal. And I think that that's a very, very important thing that I do teach, that boundary setting. And it comes from the confidence from the physical movements. It all starts to come in hand, and it becomes a wonderful experience.
What I think is extra wonderful about Matt and his school is a person doesn't have to wait until they're 30, 40, 50 to figure out, this is what I've been doing all my life, and this is why I get abused. The young guys and girls that are going to Matt's school are learning this at an early age. They're not learning to be bullies, and they're not learning to be nasty. They're learning to realize they matter. They matter to themselves first, and then they matter to other people in their lives. And as such, they have to respect themselves first. And if you respect yourself, then you move forward very nicely in the direction of your dreams, which is that's Henry David Thoreau, which is the most important thing you can do in your life. You know, you don't want to always be looking over your shoulder unless you're doing bad things. That's a whole different story. That'll be another show someday. But you shouldn't be looking over your shoulder because you're doing the right thing and you're just intimidated because somebody, and even when you're talking about bullying, Matt, it's funny. There's bullying in the senior centers. I'm involved in Otto, you're involved in the senior center. There's bullying. you know, it may not be the same. It's not going to be a punch in the nose, but there's certain women and certain men that are going to be staying away from certain tables because they've been abused in a different way, but they're still being abused. So it makes more sense for them to eat lunch either by themselves or in a different section of the room as not to be picked on.
You know, that's funny you bring that up, because there's always certain amounts of seniors that are think they have a license to be obnoxious because they're seniors. You know, they become, you know, I don't know if that's the right word, but they do become bullyish. They start abusing people who have no, like the person behind the counter at a delicatessen or who works in the COVID vaccine center. They start yelling at somebody like that who has absolutely zero control over the whole thing. And basically they are bullying. They're bullying people who they feel like they can have some power over. I never really gave it a thought, but it is a form of bullying.
Absolutely. You know where you see bullying? You see bullying in the supermarket, not the supermarket, in the department store. When the woman who's going to be buying, or man, I'm not saying woman or man, buying something, talks down to the clerk that's trying to help them because they're below them and they're only making whatever they're making. So it's, what do you mean that? That's not the sweater. That's not cashmere. That's not, right. You know, and as opposed to saying it's nice, but it's not what I'm looking for. They have an attitude. What do you need an attitude for? It's just, you know, and you don't know why that person's working. And nobody knows the other person's story, which is another sad thing. You know, you got to take a few minutes to know the person before you should judge. And you shouldn't judge them anyway. But, you know, one doesn't know the baggage that somebody's carrying with them on a daily basis. However, that doesn't give anybody the right to be mean either, Matt, right? I mean, just because you might be a younger person or whatever doesn't give you, and no matter how tough your life is, you shouldn't be nasty to people in the first place.
Everyone has their hurdles, their challenges, and I think martial arts is one of those struggle through things. And when you struggle through something and you get over it, I feel that you create that sense of empathy and that creates the respect. When you don't feel a certain way where you haven't maybe struggled in a while, that's where I feel like older people do get bitter because they are not learning new things as much. They're set in their ways. Which is always right. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? That's just that phrase. But you know, younger people are always happier. I'm talking about babies. I'm talking about my son. He's learning. I mean, he's learning how to speak. He's learning how to run. He's learning all that stuff. So he's excited about all of this learning that's in his life. What happens when we stop that learning? I think we just get set in our ways, and instead of taking in the world, we get bitter and we have our way of doing things. And if it's not our way, it could be the highway. And that's where you get those people that are screaming at others and maybe looking down because they don't see it the way we see it. But when we're learning something new, we can empathize and learn to struggle and get through it together. And then all of a sudden you can relate to everybody's situation.
Actually, we're going to have to take a break. This is a wonderful morning. I'm really enjoying it. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.